everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today is April 3rd. Happy Monday to you. Today's topic is called resilience. Now, I'm assuming, well, today is Monday, but our podcast, since they're up all the time, you never know. April 3rd next year, it might be a different day. But today is April 3rd. Regardless of the year, the topic is self-resilience. And the quote is by Henry Ford. Chop your own wood and it will warm you twice. That's hilarious. Do you get it? I get it. Yes, chop your own wood and it will warm you twice. We can all use help at home and at work, but we appreciate our clean house more when we've cleaned it ourselves, and we enjoy eating more when we've planned, prepared, and served the food ourselves. It's very, very satisfying to do things ourselves when we can. It reminds us that we are competent, useful people, no matter how much or how little we have. Gosh, I really love this message. There are so many things with trauma recovery where people have learned helplessness. Gosh, I can't tell you how many times I see people that will, when I ask the question about what is it that you wish you would have learned, but it was deliberately prevented so you didn't learn it in order to cause that codependent loop of learned helplessness. And the one thing that people say over and over again is about finances, budgeting. We did a previous episode about financial trauma. And yes, when we do figure things out by ourselves and we rely on ourselves, not in the sense of I don't have anybody, but we truly know that, hey, guess what? I am competent. I am a useful person. You know what? I've planned. I've prepared. Look at you. Look at you knocking it out of the park. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Stand up. There it goes. I tell you, I got to get one of those motherboards, man. Major applause, right? Everybody can see the meme. It's at like some award show and you got all these celebrities and they're standing up. Meryl Streep is there and she's pointing that one. Okay, I'm pointing right now. I'm pretending I'm Meryl Streep. There you are. Chop your own wood and it will keep you warm twice. No matter how much we have or how much we don't, how little we have, we still got it. You still have it. All right, here's the affirmation for the day. It's a long one, okay? Usually affirmations are supposed to be like real quick snippets. This one's quite long, so bear with me. Here we go. What task that I might normally skip or give to someone else can I take on today? Maybe it's ironing. I don't know. What's your task? What's your jam? What's not your jam? Maybe instead of putting the dishes in the dishwasher, I can enjoy the experience of washing them by hand. Or I can mow my own lawn or pull my own weeds. I feel like that sometimes when I'm out there shoveling the snow. You know, we just got a dump load of 10 inches, right? And I'm out there with the shovel and I'm thinking to myself, why am I doing this? It's like the first thing that comes to my mind, why am I doing this? And then, of course, it's the next thought that comes. This is the best workout ever. How come I can't replicate this abdominal exercise at the gym? It's true. People want to know, like, why are you sweeping your driveway? You know why I'm sweeping my driveway? Because it's the best oblique exercise ever, and I cannot replicate that at the gym. And I wish that I could. I wish that I could. So instead of getting out there with the hose, you know, not right now, obviously, because it's winter, but yeah, in the springtime when you're getting everything, you know, cleaned up, I'm out, instead of out there with the hose, hosing down my you know, driveway, getting the rocks and in the dust and all the dirt and everything. And I'm not out there with the push broom. I'm out there with a regular hand broom, back and forth, holding that core in, gentle, you know, soft legs, soft knees, and I'm out there sweeping and I'm moving and I'm sweeping and I'm moving. Best oblique exercise ever. So yes, what can you do today that instead of, you know, delegating it to somebody else or putting it in the dishwasher, what could you do today? And show yourself how wonderful you are, that being self-reliant increases our self-confidence. It does. Now, not to the extent of, okay? We're not taking it to the extent of, oh, I'm always doing everything, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the stuff that you do that you need to pause and say, I'm chopping my own wood and I'm keeping myself warm twice over. Look at me. I got it. I'm good. I'm solid. I'm solid for myself. That's what self-reliance is about. Being solid for yourself. You guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. We're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.